Okay, before we get into some local real estate, a little thing on Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Memorial Day is a day for remembering and honoring military personnel who died in the service of their country, particularly those who died in battle or as a result of wounds from battle. And of course, those also remembered on Veterans Day. Veterans Day was set aside to actually thank, honor those who were served honorably in the military, maybe active right now in wartime, peacetime. And so people confuse it, but I don't think it really matters. You want to remember people who served, people who died. My dad, I remember in the early 1960s for Memorial Day, we had a parade right in front of my house and on Gramaton Avenue, and he had his old hat, which I still have, one of those soft hats, and it was very, very nice. His two brothers, my two uncles, they were in the older one in World War II with my dad, and the younger one in the Korean War, and then six of my mom's brothers, they all served in World War II over in England. My dad was. And so it was, but thankfully, none of them died. I don't really know anyone having family that died in the war. So that's today, Memorial Day, 3 years after the Civil War ended. Organization of Union Veterans established Decoration Day. So you might hear people call Memorial Day Decoration Day. In 1966, official birthplace declared, Congress President Johnson declared Waterloo, New York, the birthplace of Memorial Day. I'm sure people are still arguing about it. And it was not until after World War I the day was expanded to honor all who died in all American wars, because originally it was the Civil War, Decoration Day, and national holiday. And interestingly, National Moment of Remembrance encourages all Americans to pause wherever they are at 3 p.m. local time on Memorial Day for a minute of silence. So it's a good thing we're not live 3 p.m. on Memorial Day, otherwise we'd have to have a minute of silence. I don't know, it wouldn't work too well with the radio. Okay, so if you know someone who's passed away from serving our country, we want to remember them and thank them for their service. Okay, real estate, a house in Carpinteria was listed for just under $2 million, $1,997,000. Just under 1,400 square feet, three bedroom, two bath, built in 1957, a year younger than me, and in much better shape. Parcel size, just over 6,000 square feet, so good size, but in the Concha Loma area, beach community in Carpinteria. You're walking and close to the beach. And it listed for $1,997,000, was on the market 7 days before it received an offer, and it closed May 22nd, the day that Daryl Hickman passed away, interestingly enough, and it sold for $2,425,000. So I didn't do the math, but half a million on $2 million is 25%, so it was pushing 25% over the asking price. That's good money if you can get it. Now, speaking of sales, people love Montecito, and you have the Upper Village and the Lower Village, and you see agents communicating, and they're saying, oh, you know, I got a buyer for the Upper or the Lower Village, or some prefer one or the other. And I don't think one's better than the other, and anything works. But a house on Mesa Road came up on the market, and this is right below East Valley Road and the intersection of San Ysidro Road. So it's right there at the Upper Village. And you can not only walk to the Upper Village, you could spit at the Upper Village. And third of an acre. And built in 1954, two-bedroom, two-bath, 1,600 square feet, and it listed for $4.3 million, and it was on the market 39 days, sold for just over $4 million, $4,050,000 for 1,600 square feet. Oh, two bedrooms, two and a half baths. There you go. That's nice. Two-car garage. So that sold on what date? April 23rd, 2024. Oh, and what is this? This looks like the same. Why did I print this twice? That'll scare you. And then, so that sold on April 23rd, 2024. On April 24th, a day later, a house on the Lower Village sells on Hosmer Lane. And they were asking $4.3 million, actually $4,315,000, and the other one was asking $4.3 million, so almost identical. And what did it sell for? It's not there in front of me. Its original price, sold price, was on the market 13 days, built in 1953, the year Howie was born, and it sold for $4,123,000. The other one sold for $4,050,000. So they were asking virtually identical prices, and they sold very, very close to the same price. And this one was a three-bedroom, two-bath. The other one was a two-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath. So this one, the Lower Village. And so it just kind of struck me. It was just within 2 days, you get an Upper Village and a Lower Village home selling for virtually the same price. And now you can compare the Upper and Lower Village. In case anyone asks you, you could tell them that story. Now, I don't know if I have time for this. I have this great legal question, but I don't want to rush through it in 2 minutes. So I'll save that for another time. I did get a... I will tell you that I started watching The Gilded Age on HBO. And I don't know why they changed their name to Max. Home Box Office was an amazing name. And The Gilded Age takes place in the late 1800s in New York City. And it's kind of like, you know, people are still replicating England, where you have the servants and the whole thing, and the wealthy New York City. And they're writing notes. You know, there's also send him a note, and, you know, someone hand delivers a note, and I'm thinking, why don't they call him? And I realized that they didn't have phones yet. So everybody was like writing these notes, not just through the post office, but someone would, you know, one of the servants would deliver to people right across the street. They would like send a note, or let's send a note to them. So that went away, and we got phones. And we stopped sending notes, but then we got smartphones, and now we're back to writing, and it's called texting. So it's kind of a circle of an event. It kind of struck me because it was done all the time. There was notes being sent, and if you have HBO Max, check out The Gilded Age. I have one character that's kind of like a very wealthy industrialist, and other comments. And just, you know, I'm not even going to tell that story. Okay, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.